Alzheimer's disease. My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
What is disability insurance? 1 out of 10 Canadians wouldn't know how to answer this question. What's more troubling is that 3 out of 4 Canadians say that being unable to work for 3 months due to a disability would severely impact their personal finances. But getting covered is easier than you think. It generally only costs between 1 and 3% of your income, and insurance benefits can maintain your income as though you're still at work full time. If you are a working person, then stay safe and get covered. Statistics courtesy of RBC Insurance.
From Paris, next, coasting the realm of France, we saw the River Main fall into Rhine, whose banks are set with groves of fruitful vines. Then up to Naples, rich Campania, whose buildings fair and gorgeous to the eye. The streets, straight forth and paved with finest brick, quarters the town in 4 equivalents. There saw we Leonard Morrow's golden tomb. The way he cut an English mile in length, thorough a rock of stone in 1 night's space. From thence to Venice, Padua, and the rest, in midst of which a sumptuous temple stands that threats the stars with her aspiring top. Thus, hitherto, hath Faustus spent his time. But tell me now, what resting place is this? Hast thou, as erst I did command, conducted me within the walls of Rome?
Faustus, I have. And because we will not be unprovided, I have taken up His Holiness privy chamber for our use.
I hope His Holiness will bid us welcome.
Tut, 'tis no matter, man. We'll be bold with his good cheer. And now, my Faustus, that thou mayst perceive what Rome containeth to delight thee with, know that this city stands upon 7 hills that underprops the groundwork of the same. Just through the midst runs flowing Tiber's stream, with winding banks that cut it in 2 parts, over the which 4 stately bridges lean that make safe passage to each part of Rome. Upon the bridge called Ponte Angelo, erected is a castle passing strong, within whose walls such store of ordnance are, and double cannons framed of carved brass, as match the days within 1 complete year, besides the gates and high pyramides which Julius Caesar brought from Africa.
Now, by the kingdoms of infernal rule of Styx, Acheron, and the fiery lake of ever-burning Phlegeton, I swear that I do long to see the monuments and situation of bright, splendent Rome. Come, therefore, let's away.
Nay, Faustus, stay. I know you'd fain see the Pope and take some part of Holy Peter's feast, where thou shalt see a troop of bald-pate friars whose summum bonum is in belly cheer.
Well, I am content to compass them some sport and by their folly make us merriment. But then charm me that I may be invisible, to do what I please, unseen of any, whilst I stay in Rome.
So, Faustus, now do what thou wilt. Thou shalt not be discerned.
Oh, my lord of Lorraine, will please you draw near.
Vortu, and the devil took you and you spare?
No. Who's that which spake? Friars, look about.
Here's nobody, if it like your holiness.
Oh, my lord, here is a dainty dish was sent to me from the Bishop of Milan.
I thank you, sir.
Now, who's that which snatched the meat from me? Will no man look? Oh, my lord. This dish was sent me from the Cardinal of Florence.
Oh, you say true?
I'll have it.
My lord, I'll drink to your grace.
I'll pledge your grace.
My lord, it may be some ghost newly crept out of purgatory, come to beg a pardon of your holiness. But
it may be so. Friars, prepare a dirge to lay the fury of this ghost. Well, once again, my lord, fall to. In nomine patris et filii.
What? Are you crossing at yourself? Well, use that trick no more, I would advise you.
In nomine patris et filii.
There's the second time. Beware the third, I give you fair warning.
In a nomine.
Come on, Mephistopheles, what should we do?
Nay, I know not. You shall be cursed with bell, book, and candle.
How? Bell, book, and candle, candle, book, and bell, forward and backward to curse Faustus to hell. Anon you shall hear a hog grunt, a calf bleat, and an ass bray, because it is St. Peter's holy day.
Come, brethren, let's about our business with good devotion.
Blessed be thou, his holiness meet from the table. Maledicat Dominus. Blessed be he that struck his holiness a blow on the face. Maledicat Dominus. Blessed be he that took Christ and Dalo a blow on the page. Maledicat Dominus. Blessed be he that disturbeth our holy church.
Did not I tell thee we were forever made by this Dr. Faustus book? Ecce Signum. Here's a simple purchase for horsekeepers. Our horses shall eat no hay as long as this goblet lasts.
But Robin, here comes the vintner.
Hush, I'll gull him supernaturally. Drawer, I hope all is paid. God be with you. Come, Rafe.
Stop, sir. A word with you.
I must yet have a goblet paid from you ere you go.
Aye, a goblet? Rafe? I, a goblet, I scorn you, and you are but a princox, a coxcomb and a knave, a dolt and a very cur. I, a goblet, search me.
I mean so, sir, with your favour.
Oh. How say you now?
I must say somewhat to your fellow, you, sir.
Me, sir? Me, sir? Look to the goblet, Robin. Search your fill. Oh. Saucy knave. Now, sir, you may be ashamed to burden honest men with a matter of truth.
Well, one of you have this goblet about you.
You lie, drawer. Tis afore me. Sirrah, you, I'll teach ye to impeach honest men. Stand by. I'll scour you for a goblet. Stand aside, you were best. I charge you in the name of Beelzebub. Look to the goblet, right?
What mean you, sirrah?
I'll tell you what I mean. Sanctobulorum periphrasticon. Nay, I'll tickle you, vintner. Look to the goblet, Rafe. Polypragmos belsiborams framanto pacostifos tostis mephis hand off for these, etc., etc.
Monarch of Hell. Under whose black survey great potentates do kneel with awful fear. Upon whose altars thousand souls do lie. How am I vexed with these villains' charms? From Constantinople am I hither come only for pleasure of these damned slaves?
Ow, from Constantinople? You have had a great journey. Will you take sixpence in your purse to pay for your supper and be gone?
Well, villains, for your presumption I transform thee into an ape and thee into a dog. So be gone.
How, into an ape? That's brave. I'll have fine sport with the boys. I'll get nuts and apples enough.
And I must be a dog.
In faith, my head will never be out of the pottage pot.
When Faustus had with pleasure ta'en the view of rarest things at royal courts of kings, he stayed his course and so returned home, where such as bear his absence but with grief, I mean his friends and nearest companions, did gratulate his safety with kind words. And in their conference of what befell, touching his journey through the world and air, they put forth questions of astrology, which Faustus answered with such learned skill as they admired and wondered at his wit. Now is his fame spread forth in every land. Amongst the rest, the emperor is one, Carolus the Fifth, at whose palace now Faustus is feasted amongst his noblemen. What there he did in trial of his art, I leave untold. Your eyes shall see performed.
Master Dr. Faustus, I have heard strange report of thy knowledge in the black art, how that none in my empire, nor in the whole world, can compare with thee for the rare effects of magic. They say thou hast a familiar spirit by whom thou canst accomplish what thou list. This, therefore, is my request, that thou let me see some proof of thy skill, that mine eyes may be witnesses to confirm what mine ears have heard reported. And here I swear to thee, by the honor of mine imperial crown, that whatever thou dost, thou shalt be in no ways prejudiced or endamaged.
If faith, he looks much like a conjurer.
My gracious sovereign, though I must confess myself far inferior to the report men have published, and nothing answerable to the honor of your imperial majesty, yet, for that love and duty binds me thereunto, I am content to do whatsoever your majesty shall command me.
Then, Dr. Faustus, mark what I shall say. As I was sometimes solitary set within my closet, sundry thoughts arose about the honor of mine ancestors, how they had won by prowess such exploits, got such riches, subdued so many kingdoms as we that do succeed, or they that shall hereafter possess our throne, shall, I fear me, never attain to that degree of high renown and great authority. Amongst which kings is Alexander the Great, chief spectacle of the world's preeminence, the bright shining of whose glorious acts lightens the world with his reflecting beams. As when I hear but motion made of him, it grieves my soul I never saw the man. If, therefore, thou, by cunning of thine art, canst raise this man from hollow vaults below, where lies entombed this famous conqueror, and bring with him his beauteous paramour, both in their right shapes, gesture, and attire they used to wear during their time of life, thou shalt both satisfy my just desire and give me cause to praise thee whilst I live.
My gracious lord, I am ready to accomplish your request, so far forth as by art and power of my spirit I am able to perform.
If faith, that's just nothing at all.
But if it like your grace, it is not in my ability to present before your eyes the true substantial bodies of those two deceased princes, which long since are consumed to dust.
Aye, marry, Master Doctor, now there's a sign of grace in you when you will confess the truth.
But such spirits as can lively resemble Alexander and his paramour shall appear before your grace in that manner that they best lived in their most flourishing estate, which I doubt not shall sufficiently content your Imperial Majesty.
Go to, Master Doctor. Let me see them presently.
Do you hear, Master Doctor? Hmm? You bring Alexander and his paramour before the Emperor.
How then, sir?
I' faith, that's as true as Diana turned me to a stag.
No, sir. But when Actaeon died, he left the horns for you. Hmm? Mephistopheles, be gone.
Nay, and you go to your conjuring, I'll be gone.
I'll meet with you anon for interrupting me, so... Here they are, my gracious lord.
Master Doctor. I heard this lady, while she lived, had a wart or mole in her neck. How shall I know whether it be so or no?
Your Highness may boldly go and see.
Sure, these are no spirit, but the true, substantial bodies of those two deceased princes.
Will it please your Highness now to send for the knight that was so pleasant with me here of late?
One of you, call him forth. How now, Sir Knight? Why, I had thought thou hadst been a bachelor. But now I see thou hast a wife that not only gives thee horns, but makes thee wear them. Huh? Feel on thy head.
Thou damned wretch, an execrable dog, bred in the concave of some monstrous rock. How darest thou thus abuse a gentleman? Villain, I say, undo what thou hast done.
Oh, not so fast, sir. There's no haste, but good. Now, you remembered how you crossed me in my conference with the Emperor. I think I have met with you for it.
Good Master Doctor, at my entreaty, release him. He hath done penance sufficient.
My gracious lord, not so much for the injury he offered me here in your presence, as to delight you with some mirth, hath Faustus worthily requited this injurious knight, which, being all I desire, I am content to release him of his horns. And, Sir Knight, hereafter speak well of scholars. Mephistopheles, transform him straight. Now, my good lord, having done my duty, I humbly take my leave.
Farewell, Master Doctor. Yet, ere you go, expect from me a bounteous reward.
Now, Mephistopheles, the restless course that time doth run, with calm and silent foot, shortening my days and thread of vital life, calls for the payment of my latest years. Therefore, sweet Mephistopheles, let us make haste to Wittenberg.
What? Will you go on horseback or on foot?
Nay. Till I am past this fair and pleasant green, I'll walk on foot.
I have been all this day seeking one Master Fustin. Mercy, where he is? God save you, Master Doctor.
What, horse courser? You're well met.
Do you hear, sir? I have brought you $40 for your horse.
I cannot sell him, sir. If thou likest him for 50, take him.
Alas. Sir, I have no more. I pray you, speak for me.
I pray you let him have him.
Well?
He's an honest fellow, and he has a great charge. Neither wife nor child.
Come, give me your money. My boy will deliver him to you, but I must tell you one thing before you have him. Ride him not into the water at any hand.
Why, sir, will he not drink of all waters?
Oh, yeah, he will drink of all waters, but ride him not into the water. Ride him over hedge or ditch, where thou wilt, but not into the water.
Oh, well, sir, now am I made man forever. I'll not leave my horse for 40. If he had but the quality of hay-ding-ding, hay-ding-ding, I'd make a brave living on him. He has a buttock as slick as an eel.
Well, goodbye, sir. Your boy will deliver him me. But hark ye, sir. If my horse be sick or ill at ease, if I bring his water to you, you'll tell me what it is.
Where are you, villain? What does he think I am? A horse doctor?
What art thou, Faustus, but a man condemned to die? Thy fatal time doth draw to final end. Despair doth drive distrust unto my thoughts. Confound these passions with a quiet sleep. Christ did call the thief upon the cross. Then rest thee, Faustus, quiet in conceit.
Alas, Dr. Faustian Cawthor. Mas, Dr. Lopez was never such a doctor. Has given me a purgation. Has purged me of $40. I shall never see them more. But yet, like an ass as I was, I would not be ruled by him. For he bade me I should ride him into no water. Now I, thinking my horse had had some rare quality that he would not have had me known of, I, like a venturous youth, rid him into the deep pond at the town's end. I was no sooner in the middle of the pond, but my horse vanished away, and I sat upon a bottle of hay, never so near drowning in my life. But I'll seek out my doctor and have my $40 again, or I'll make it the dearest horse. Oh, yonder is his snipper snapper. Do you hear?
You! Hey, pass! Where's your master?
Why, sir, what would you? You cannot speak with him.
I will speak with him.
Why, he's fast asleep. Come some other time.
I'll speak with him now, or I'll break his glass windows about his ears.
I tell thee, he has not slept this 8 nights.
And he have not slept this 8 weeks. I'll speak with him.
See where he is, fast asleep.
Aye, this is he. God save ye, Master Doctor. Master Doctor, Master Doctor Faustian, $40! $40 for a bottle of hay?
Why, thou seest he hears thee not.
So, ho, ho. So, ho, ho. No, will you not wake? I'll make you wake.
My legs!
I am undone. What shall I do?
Help, Mephistopheles, call the officers. My leg!
Come, villain, to the constable.
Oh, no, sir. Let me go and I'll give you $40 more.
Where be they?
I have none about me. Come to my hospital and I'll give them you.
Be gone, quickly.
What, is he gone? Farewell, he. Faustus has his leg again. And the horse courser, I take it, a bottle of hay for his labour. Well, this trick shall cost him $40 more. How now, Wagner? What's the news with thee?
Sir, the Duke of Vanholt doth earnestly entreat your company.
The Duke of Vanholt? An honourable gentleman to whom I must be no niggard of my cunning. Come, Mephistopheles, let's away to him.
Oh, believe me, Master Doctor, this merriment hath much pleased me.
Oh, my gracious lord, I am glad it contents you so well. But it may be, madam, you take no delight in this. I have heard that great-bellied women do long for some dainties or other. What is it, madam? Tell me, and you shall have it.
Thanks, good Master Doctor, and for I see your courteous intent to pleasure me, yes. I will not hide from you the thing my heart desires. Yes. And were it now summer, as it is January and the dead time of the winter, mm-hmm. I would desire no better meat than a dish of ripe grapes. Oh.
Alas, madam, that's nothing. Mephistopheles, be gone. Were it a greater thing than this, so it would content you, you should have it. Here they be, madam. Will it please you, taste of them?
Believe me, Master Doctor, this makes me wonder above the rest that being in the dead time of winter and in the month of January, how you should come by these grapes.
If it like, Your Grace. The year is divided into two circles over the whole world, that when it is here winter with us, in the contrary circle it is summer with them, as in India, Sabah, and farther countries in the east. And by means of a swift spirit that I have them brought hither, as you see. How do you like them, madam? Be they good?
Believe me, Master Doctor, they be the best grapes that e'er I tasted in my life before.
Well, I'm glad they content you so, madam.
Come, madam, let us in, for you must well reward this learned man for the great kindness he hath showed to you.
And so I will, my lord, and whilst I live, rest beholding for this courtesy.
Well, humbly, thank you, Maurice.
Come, Master Doctor, follow us and receive your reward.
Yes.
I think my master means to die shortly, for he hath given to me all his goods. And yet, methinks, if that death were near, he would not banquet and carouse and swill amongst the students, as even now he doth, who are at supper with such belly cheer as Wagner ne'er beheld in all his life. See where they come. Belike the feast is ended.
Faustus, since our conference about fair ladies, which was the beautifulest in all the world, we have determined with ourselves that Helen of Greece was the admirablest lady that ever lived. Therefore, Master Doctor, if you will do us that favour as to let us see that peerless dame of Greece, whom all the world admires for majesty, we should think ourselves much beholding unto you.
Gentlemen, for that I know your friendship is unfeigned, and Faustus' custom is not to deny the just requests of those that wish him well, you shall behold that peerless dame of Greece. No other ways for pomp and majesty than when Sir Paris crossed the seas with her and brought the spoils to rich Dardania. Be silent, then, for danger is in words.
Is my wit to tell her praise, whom all the world admires for majesty.
No marvel, though, the angry Greeks pursued with 10 years' war the wraith of such a queen, whose heavenly beauty passeth all compare.
Since we have seen the pride of nature's works, and only paragon of excellence, let us depart, and for this glorious deed, happy and blessed be Faustus evermore.
Gentlemen, farewell. The same I wish to you.
Faustus, that I might prevail to guide thy steps unto the way of life, by which sweet path thou mayst attain the goal that shall conduct thee to celestial rest. Break heart, drop blood, and mingle it with tears. Tears falling from repentant heaviness of thy most vile and loathsome filthiness, the stench whereof corrupts the inward soul with such flagitious crimes of heinous sins as no commiseration may expel. But mercy, Faustus, of thy saviour sweet, whose blood alone must wash away thy guilt.
Where art thou, Faustus? Wretch, what hast thou done? Art thou, Faustus, damned? Despair and die. Hell calls for right, and with a roaring voice says, Faustus, come, thine hour is come, and Faustus will come to do thee right.
Ah, stay, good Faustus, stay thy desperate steps. I see an angel hovers o'er thy head, and with a vial full of precious grace offers to pour the same into thy soul. Then call for mercy and avoid despair.
My sweet friend, I feel thy words to comfort my distressed soul. Leave me a while to ponder on my sins.
I go, sweet Faustus. but with heavy cheer, fearing the ruin of thy hopeless soul.
Accursed Faustus, where is mercy now?
I do repent, and yet I do despair. Hell strives with grace for conquest in my breast. What shall I do to shun the snares of death?
Thou traitor, Faustus. I arrest thy soul for disobedience to my sovereign lord. Revolt, or I'll in piecemeal tear thy flesh.
Sweet Mephistopheles, entreat thy lord to pardon my unjust presumption, and with my blood again I will confirm my former vow I made to Lucifer.
Do it then, quickly, with unfeigned heart, lest greater danger do attend thy drift.
Torment, sweet friend, that base and crooked age that durst dissuade me from thy Lucifer with greatest torments that our hell affords.
His faith is great. I cannot touch his soul, but what I may afflict his body with I will attempt, which is but little worth.
One thing, good servant, let me crave of thee, to glut the longing of my heart's desire, that I might have unto my paramour that heavenly Helen which I saw of late, whose sweet embracings may extinguish clean these thoughts that do dissuade me from my vow and keep mine oath I made to Lucifer.
Faustus, this or what else thou shalt desire shall be performed in twinkling of an eye.
And ships and burnt the topless towers of Ilium. Sweet Helen, make me immortal with a kiss. Her lips suck forth my soul. See where it flies. Come, Helen, come, give me my soul again. Here will I dwell, for heaven be in these lips, and all is dross that is not Helena. I will be Paris, and for love of thee, instead of Troy, shall Wittenberg be sacked, and I will combat with weak Menelaus, and wear thy colors on my plumed crest. Yea, I will wound Achilles in the heel, and then return to Helen for a kiss. Oh, thou art fairer than the evening air, clad in the beauty of a thousand stars. Brighter art thou than flaming Jupiter when he appeared to hapless Semele. More lovely than the monarch of the sky in wanton Arethusa's azured arms. And none but thou shalt be my paramour.
Accursed Faustus, miserable man, that from thy soul excludes the grace of heaven and fliest the throne of his tribunal seat. Satan begins to sift me with his pride, as in this furnace God shall try my faith. My faith, vile hell, shall triumph over thee. Ambitious fiends, see how the heavens smiles at your repulse and laughs your state to scorn. Hence, hell, for hence I fly unto my God.
Gentlemen, what ails Faustus?
Oh, my sweet chamber fellow, had I lived with thee, then had I lived still,
But now I die eternally. Look, comes he not? Comes he not?
What means, Faustus?
Belike he has grown into some sickness by being over solitary.
If it be so, we'll have physicians to cure him. 'Tis but a surfeit. Never fear, man.
A surfeit of deadly sin that hath damned both body and soul.
Yet, Faustus, look up to heaven. Mm. Remember, God's mercies are infinite.
But Faustus's offence can ne'er be pardoned. The serpent that tempted Eve may be saved, but not Faustus. Gentlemen, hear me with patience and tremble not at my speeches. Though my heart pants and quivers to remember that I have been a student here these 30 years, oh, would I had never seen Wittenberg, never read book! And what wonders I have done, all Germany can witness, yea, all the world, for which Faustus hath lost both Germany and the world, yea, heaven itself, heaven, the seat of God, the throne of the blessed, the kingdom of joy, and must remain in hell forever, hell, hell forever. Sweet friends, what should become of Faustus being in hell forever?
Yet, Faustus, call on God.
On God, whom Faustus hath abjured? On God, whom Faustus hath blasphemed? Huh? My God! I would weep, but the devil draws in my tears. Gush forth blood instead of tears, yea, life and soul. He stays my tongue. I would lift up my hands, but see, they hold them. They hold them.
Ooh, Faustus.
Lucifer and Mephistopheles. Gentlemen, I gave them my soul for my cunning.
God forbid.
God forbade it indeed, but Faustus hath done it. For the vain pleasure of 24 years hath Faustus lost eternal joy and felicity. I writ them a bill with mine own blood. The date is expired, the time will come, and he will fetch me.
Why did not Faustus tell us of this before? The divines might have prayed for thee.
Oft have I thought to have done so, but the devil threatened to tear me in pieces if I named God to fetch both body and soul if I once gave ear to divinity. And now it is too late. Gentlemen, away, lest you perish with me.
Oh, what shall we do to save Faustus?
Talk not of me, but save yourselves and depart.
God will strengthen me. I will stay with Faustus.
Tempt not God, sweet friend. But let us into the next room and there pray for him.
Aye, pray for me. Pray for me. And what noise soever ye hear, come not unto me, for nothing can rescue me.
Pray thou, and we will pray, that God may have mercy upon thee.
Gentlemen, farewell. Oh, if I live till morning, I'll visit you. If not, Faustus is gone to hell.
Oh, Faustus. Faustus, farewell.
Ah, Faustus. Now hast thou but one bare hour to live. And then thou must be damned perpetually. Stand still, you ever-moving spheres of heaven, that time may cease and midnight never come. Fair nature's eye, rise, rise again, and make perpetual day. Or let this hour be but a year, a month, a week, a natural day, that Faustus may repent and save his soul. Oh, lente, lente, curite noctis equi. The stars move still. Time runs. The clock will strike. The devil will come, and Faustus must be damned. I'll leap up to my God. Who pulls me down? See where Christ's blood streams in the firmament. One drop would save my soul. Half a drop. Oh, my Christ. Oh. Rend
wound not my heart for naming of my Christ. Yet will I call on him. Oh, spare me, Lucifer. Where is it now? It is gone. And see where God stretcheth out his arm and bends his ireful brows. Mountains and hills come and fall on me and hide me from the heavy wraths of God. No. Then will I headlong run into the earth. Earth, gape. Oh, no. It will not harbor me. You stars that reigned at my nativity, whose influence hath allotted death and hell, now draw up, Faustus, like a foggy mist, into the entrails of yon laboring cloud, that when you vomit forth into the air, my limbs may issue from your smoky mouths, so that my soul may but ascend to heaven. Half the hour is past. It will all be past anon. Oh God, if thou wilt not have mercy on my soul, yet for Christ's sake, whose blood hath ransomed me, impose some end to my incessant pain. Let Faustus live in hell 1,000 years, 100,000, and at last be saved. No end is limited to damned souls. Why wert thou not a creature wanting soul? Why is this immortal that thou hast? Pythagoras' metempsychosi. Were that true, this soul should fly from me and I be changed into some brutish beast. All beasts are happy, for when they die, their souls are soon dissolved in elements. But mine must live still to be plagued in hell. Cursed be the parents that engendered me. No, Faustus, curse thyself. Curse Lucifer that hath deprived thee of the joys of heaven. Oh, it strikes. It strikes. Now, body, turn to air, or Lucifer will bear thee quick to hell. Oh, soul, be changed into little water drops and fall into the ocean, ne'er be found. My God, look not so fierce on me. Adders and serpents, let me breathe a while. Ugly hell, gape not. Come not, Lucifer. I'll burn my box.
Cut is the branch that might have grown full straight, and burned is Apollo's laurel bough that sometime grew within this learned man. Faustus is gone. Regard his hellish fall, whose fiendful fortune may exhort the wise only to wonder at unlawful things, whose deepness doth entice such forward wits to practice more than heavenly power permits.
Dr. Faustus. Faustus was played by Patterson Joseph. Mephistopheles by Ray Fearon. Wagner by Toby Jones. And Lucifer by Julian Bleach. The Old Man was played by David Bradley. The Evil Angel by Janet McTeer. And the Good Angel by Tanya Moody. The Emperor was played by Anton Lesser. The Pope by David Bamber. Cornelius by Paul Baisley, Robin by Nicholas Burns, and Rafe by Ian Robertson. The scholars were played by John Lloyd Fillingham, Don Gillet, and Derek Riddell. All other parts were played by the company, and original music was composed by Ollie Fox. Dr. Faustus was written by Christopher Marlowe and directed by Nadia Molinari for BBC Radio 3 in association with the Open University.
Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P. for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Frank.
David. Have a seat.
So,
Do you want any more coffee, sir?
Yeah, please. And the check.
Anything for you, sweetie?
Water's fine, thank you.
Well, if you boys need anything else, let me know.
So, how'd it go?
Maybe we should speak outside. I mean, there's a lot of people in here.
Don't worry about it. No one's paying any attention.
Well, okay. So we had just gotten back to the garage. Anyone follow us?
I think we're clear.
Good.
Thank Christ. I thought that cop almost got me.
Now you've been real sloppy lately, Charlie.
Hey, what are you talking about? We got away, didn't we?
Yeah, barely.
Come on, David, give me a break. We got the job done. That's all that matters.
Hang on. That was Frank. He says turn on the radio.
Breaking news outside Fairdale, Kentucky. Two armed gunmen broke into a division of Jeffrey's Banking at approximately 9:27 p.m. Two officers are confirmed to be dead at the scene. The gunmen stole roughly $60,000 from safety deposit boxes. While neither suspect has been identified, security footage revealed a tattoo of an eagle on the right ankle of one of the assailants. Authorities are still looking for the gunmen. If you have any information, please contact local law enforcement.
I told you thousands of times to cover that damn tattoo.
Yeah, I'm covering it up right now.
No! Charlie! For once in your life, think. It's too late.
Whoa. Hey, David, take it easy. We can fix this.
Two cops dead, Charlie. Two! Do you think they would have spent this much time chasing us if...
Hey, you popped one too. Your hands are just as bloody as mine.
Because you shot first. What, did you just expect me to sit there while they peppered us? They were retaliating, Charlie!
Well, killing me isn't gonna get them off your trail.
No, you're right. But I have orders. Frank said if you screwed up one more time, I was supposed to put one right in the back of your head.
David, you can't.
You're right.
David, you just gotta tell Frank.
You're already dead. I killed you as soon as I heard the radio broadcast. I'm dumping your body in the quarry right now. Just get out of here.
David, I just...
Go. You're a ghost now. Skip town. Don't come back.
Thank you. I won't forget this.
And then I took his body to the quarry after that.
Real unfortunate losing your partner like that. But you'll get over it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here you go, you two. Have a great day.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I want out.
What?
You heard me. I want out. I can't do it anymore, Frank.
Look, I know you're upset, kid. But it's not that simple. Once you're in for life. I'll see you tomorrow. Owen, tip the waitress for me, will you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening again. I am still Brian McDonald, and you're still listening to Skulls Hall, although that will probably do for tonight's programming. You are taking a listen to part two of Dr. Faustus. Coming up next week, we're going to have another special treat for you. Another thing that the BBC has allowed to fall into the Creative Commons. Lucky for us, because they make lots of really cool stuff. Radio drama still exists in England, you know, or at least it did until very, very recently. Yeah, actually, I think it still does, unlike other places. And so that means that there is a lot of really cool stuff out there. However, we can't play all of it because of copyright reasons. But some more of it has fallen into the public domain. And this is going to be from an author who actually lives around here. You'll have to find out next week what it is. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John. So for